You're listening to NewsRamp Environmental and Energy. Today is Friday evening, March 20th, 2026. Real Stories AI Voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
Philcom Global announces Edible Garden AG, Utexo, and Tria have joined its client roster. Philcom Global announced today that Edible Garden AG, Utexo, and Tria have joined its client roster, expanding its work across sustainable food, Web3 infrastructure, and fintech. These high-growth organizations will work with Philcom Global on strategic communications, media relations, executive thought leadership, and additional services as they scale and redefine their respective sectors. Each client represents innovative technologies challenging the status quo in their industries.
IGUI system upgrades project gets underway in Lower Macungie Township. UGU Utilities has initiated a system upgrades project in Lower Macungie Township, demonstrating their dedication to safety and reliability. With over 760,000 customers, UGU Utilities is committed to enhancing service quality. For more details, visit their website at www.igui.com.
Investor News Breaks Brazil Potash Corp., NYSE American, NYSE American, GOO to speak at IDB annual meeting on global food security. Brazil Potash Corp. NYSE American, GOO, Matt Simpson, will speak at the IDD annual meeting on global food security in Paraguay. The event gathers representatives from member nations, multilateral institutions, and global investors. The invitation recognizes the potential of the Autazes project to contribute to Brazil's fertilizer independence, addressing global food security challenges.
Network News Breaks, Pelican Acquisition Corp. approves business combination with Greenland Exploration and Pelican Holdco. Pelican Acquisition Corp. shareholders have greenlit a business combination with Pelican Holdco Inc., Greenland Exploration Limited, and March GL Company. The transaction, set to close around March 24, 2026, aims to establish a publicly traded energy company focused on responsibly developing Greenland's natural resources for global energy security. The average cost of EVs reduced in Europe in 2025. BEV prices in Europe dropped 4% in 2025 to roughly $45,000, driven by affordable smaller models and intensifying competition from Chinese automakers. The B segment, which includes compact cars like the Citroën C3 as well as Renault 5, saw prices fall 13% as manufacturers rushed to meet stricter European Union emissions targets. As EV prices drop further in the EU, North American manufacturers could have a tougher time securing market share.
Ann Arbor moves to create its own renewables utility. Ann Arbor is pioneering a new approach to clean energy with the creation of a sustainable energy utility, SEU, in Michigan. This city-run program will complement the existing private utility, aiming to speed up the shift to renewable energy while enhancing affordability and reliability for residents. As communities transition away from fossil fuels, clean energies like natural hydrogen, championed by entities such as Max Power Mining Corp., could play a crucial role.
Decarbonization could reduce the number of wars globally. Decarbonization could be the key to reducing the number of wars globally, according to climate change experts. As the world faces energy-related repercussions from the ongoing Iran war, companies like Vision Marine Technologies, Inc. are at the forefront of efforts to switch to renewables. Green Energy Stocks, a platform focused on shaping the future of the green economy, provides insights and information for companies and investors looking to make a positive impact.
After that, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.